Good morning, everybody. My presentation's title is Lack of HIV Serve Status Awareness. Oh, sorry. Okay, I'll start again. Good morning, everybody. My presentation title is Lack of HIV Serve Status Awareness Among High-Risk MSM, Men Who Have Sex with Men, and Trans Women in Lima, Peru. Men who have sex with men and male-to-female transgender women are known to be at increased risk of HIV infection. However, many high-risk men who have sex with men and trans women do not get tested for HIV despite national prevention strategies which recommend HIV and STI testing every 6 months. This leads to a low awareness of their current HIV status, delayed diagnosis, as well as delayed linkage to care. In Peru, this is because while existing prevention strategies focus on men who have sex with men and trans women, they have not been adequately tailored. There has been little attention to their specific problems and needs. Okay, here you can see an exploratory estimation of the continuum of care cascade done this year for men who have sex with men and trans women in Peru. It shows that there are very low testing percentages. As you can see there, only 27% of men who have sex with men and trans women are aware of their HIV serve status. While studies of HIV prevalence in Peru show that there are more than 15% of HIV prevalence among men who have sex with men, this number goes up to 20 to 29.9% for trans women. Sentinel surveillance in men who have sex with men have been between 14 and 22% of HIV prevalence in different settings in Peru. Okay, so this study is a clinic-based cohort that is currently being conducted among men who have sex with men and trans women at high risk for HIV infection in Lima, Peru. At each study visit, participants are answering a staff-administered computer survey and are undergoing HIV as well as STI testing. This study is being conducted at two STI clinics that are serving low and middle class men who have sex with men, Barton, a government-run clinic, and Epicentro, an NGO community center. Participants are seen every 3 months for 2 years. Okay, this is an ongoing study that started in 2013, and as of now, participants are currently completing their fourth follow-up visit. The analysis that will be presented is based on baseline data. Okay, this cohort includes high-risk men who have sex with men and trans women who meet at least three of the following criteria: a syphilis infection in the last 2 years, an HIV infection, more than 5 years of sexual activity, more than five sex partners in the last 3 months, an STI infection in the last 6 months, current STI symptoms, and or more than five unprotected sex acts in the last 6 months. Then, HIV testing is done with a third generation rapid point of care test and a fourth generation EIA with a Western blot confirmation. We are providing pre- and post-test counseling as well as linkage to care. Okay, so as for the results, there are 400 participants that were enrolled in the study, including 23% trans women. The median age is 29.6 years. Among those who do not report being HIV infected, 83% of them reported at least one prior HIV test. As for recent syphilis prevalence, so that is with an RPR equal or greater than 1 over 1/16th is 15% in this population. When analyzing HIV testing frequency, we can see that 13% report an HIV testing frequency of every less than 6 months. This is in the last column. And 26% report on testing frequency of every 6 months. So that's the second to last column. This means that 39% of the study's participants are complying with current testing, HIV testing guidelines. When we divide these numbers by sexual and gender identity, we can see that trans women tend to comply more with testing guidelines. This can be seen in the green part of the bars, while bisexual or heterosexual participants are less likely to do so. This can be seen in the red part of the bars. In regards of guideline compliance, 50% of trans women are compliant with current HIV testing guidelines, while 40% of gay participants and only 27% of bisexual or heterosexual participants are complying with those HIV guidelines. A big problem is that 42% of this high-risk group is reporting an HIV testing frequency of less than yearly or not getting tested at all, with 30% of all trans women, 42% of all gay participants, and 56% of all bisexual or heterosexual participants reporting this non-ideal testing frequency. Okay, so in this slide, regarding HIV positivity, we have 32% of HIV-infected participants, and out of this group, we have 32% of those being unaware of their HIV infection. Okay, Table 1 compares HIV-negative, HIV-infected, unaware of their infection, and HIV-infected and unaware of their infection. Looking at the lower portion of the table, of those who are HIV negative, 50% of them define themselves as gay and 22% define themselves as trans women. And of those HIV infected and unaware of their infection, 75% define themselves as gay, while only 16% define themselves as trans women, making trans women more likely to be aware of their infection. Okay, here is some more data analysis. As for the participants' self-risk assessment for HIV, we can see that out of those who were HIV infected but unaware of their infection, only 22% of them considered themselves at high risk for HIV infection. This is almost the same amount as the participants that considered themselves to be at low or no risk of HIV infection. Well, out of those who were HIV negative, 24% of them considered themselves at high risk for HIV infection. This is more than their infected counterparts. For HIV testing and its frequency, HIV negative participants got themselves tested more frequently than their HIV infected but unaware of their infection counterparts, with 34% of those unaware of their infection testing themselves less than yearly, compared to the 24% testing for the HIV negative. Both HIV negative and HIV infected but unaware of their infection have similar compliance of HIV guidelines, with 51% of those who are HIV negative getting tested every 6 months or more often, and 46% of those HIV positive and unaware of their infection getting tested every 6 months or more often. We can see that there are very high percentage of unprotected sex acts, which are 95% in the last 6 months, in the last 3 months. And when analyzing the results in the previous table, by multivariate analysis, only sexual and gender identity show a statistically significant difference. So in conclusion, lack of HIV serostatus awareness and low HIV risk perception are highly problematic. This should be addressed by improving HIV prevention programs for men who have sex with men and trans women. We have to keep in mind that almost one-third of infected participants were unaware of their infection. This lack of awareness is lower than among in this clinic-based cohort than among the results I presented previously from community-based studies. Well, and almost one-fourth of the cohort participants considered themselves to be at high risk for HIV. Let's keep in mind that this cohort's participants are at high risk for HIV infection according to our inclusion criteria. So what we need to do is that we need to tackle the lack of awareness of HIV infection by improving HIV testing promotion and linkage to care for men who have sex with men and trans women. Our recommendations to increase HIV infection awareness include more HIV testing facilities, reduce barriers such as training providers to reduce stigma and discrimination, routine opt-out testing in medical settings with provider-initiated testing and counseling in healthcare settings, better testing promotion or developing a testing promotion strategy in general, home-based testing, incentivized testing like cash transfers or transportation reimbursements, and enhanced community mobilization. Okay, so thank you very much. I would like to acknowledge all of my co-authors as well as those who have worked or are working in the Picasso project.
Okay, Lori, you asked them about the frequency of previous HIV testing, and probably you also asked them about the time since last testing. So, did you find correlation about the unawareness and time since the last HIV test?
Yes, there was a correlation, so but I have not.
And this, I think it's important because beyond what the self-perception. Perceive the risk for themselves. In the frequency of testing, they would be expressing their self awareness of risk.
Yes, unfortunately, that's data I don't have here right now, but it has been done.
I have a question. Not knowing that much about MSM and transgender life in Peru, is it legal? Are there oppressive rules or laws against being a sexual minority?
It is legal. They hold some stigma and discrimination problems, like in most of the world. However, being gay or being transgender is legal in Peru.
Thank you. Any other questions?
No.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.